Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline Mommy Show. Woo! And we got Casey here today with us, too. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Happy holidays. What you guys been up to? Working out at the gym? Christmas shopping? Christmas shopping for all your friends? Very cool. All right. We'll be back, guys. We got coffee time with Ellen and Mickey coming up.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She pays attention. She praises an image. She prays to be guarded by the sculptor.
Hi guys, and we're back, and we are getting ready for coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Hello?
Hello, guys. How are you today?
Fantastic. Good to hear your voice, hon.
Oh, it's good to hear your guys' voices, too.
So, tell the listeners who you are, Miss Nikki.
Oh, hi, guys. My name is Nicole Turner. I am the owner of Black Beauty Fashion Cycle, which is a photography and video company. I have been working with you guys for 3 or 4 years. So, that's what I do. I'm a professional photographer.
And so, yes, I'm a photographer and everything. And actually, we have this segment. I have Madeline. I have
Madeline too.
I have Madeline and Casey over here, and they are rolling on the floor. I think somebody just somebody spilled her soda, Miss Nikki.
Oh my goodness! Why are they making messes? Well, I guess they're kids.
Well, you know, as long as we have to start during Christmas vacation, winter break.
clean it up. All you can do is clean it up, right? What else can you do? Good Lord.
That's all you can do.
I tell ya. What next? But, so I know you are just getting off work and you're driving home through that Orlando traffic. How is it up there?
Well, I'm actually over in Point Siena, and it's actually very quiet. It's busy. I'm actually sitting in traffic as it speaks. So.
Well,
that's your traffic
sure.
report.
Orlando traffic is the worst.
Yeah, it is. It's very busy. I think if people are probably out, lots of people are on vacation right now. So I'm pretty sure they're out doing their last-minute Christmas thing and, getting ready for Christmas. So that's only a few days away.
It is. Can you believe it? Oh, my gosh. I don't know where this year has gone, honestly.
I have no idea. I really don't. And I know most of it's been quarantined, so.
Yes, and so you've been over there. You've been over there at the Gaylord North Pole, haven't you?
Yes, I have been hanging out with everybody over at Gaylord for their I Love Movies event, which is kind of like, it's like the ice event, only ice island. I've been over hanging out with Santa and, Mrs. Claus and everybody over there. So it's been a fun season. I am kind of sad because our season is coming to a close. I believe our last day is January 4th, but it's a lot of fun over there. So. I had a good season.
It went really quick this year, doesn't it?
Yes, actually, my team and I were talking about that yesterday, how fast everything feels like it's fallen this year.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is. The beginning of the year was very slow.
Yeah.
And then we get to the end of the year, and it's just stacking
so fast.
Like, oh, wow. Yeah. So.
Very strange. So I know you get to spend some time with your family for Christmas this year because you guys were really working on overtime, a lot of overtime last year. So, that's nice. You get to stay home for Christmas this year and enjoy the holiday.
Yes. So I'm excited about that. I get to spend my Christmas Eve with Santa in the morning, and then I get to head home and spend the evening with my family. So. That'll be really nice.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, you tell Santa Claus we said hello over there.
Oh, I will, for sure. I know that I have made it on the naughty list, so I know where I stand this year.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why, but that's where I'm at this year, so that's okay. I'm pretty sure all of our kids are on the good list. Nice.
Yeah, I was talking to Santa Claus. He called into the show last week, actually. He called in from. He was talking about Busch Gardens. He's over there, and Santa Claus. He's all over the place. But he was saying that that our kids made it on the good list.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, and I can see why they did this year. It's been definitely. They try to do a lot of adjustments. And learning new things. And, I can tell everyone that with me working in Santa and seeing all these kids this year, they have been so good. They're not really throwing a lot of temper tantrums and you know, they have to wear their face masks in public, and they're doing such a great job.
Yes.
Not a lot of kids are you know, they're following the rules, and they're like, okay, I have to wear it to school anyway. And a lot of kids are excited to see Santa wear his mask, too.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, Santa's having to wear a mask, too. So. Yeah, very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And now that goes on, you said, until the 4th of January? But Santa Claus, obviously, he goes home on the 26th.
Yeah, I unfortunately have to end my time with Santa.
Yeah, he's gone to the North Pole after the 25th. That's it.
Yeah, but he's a busy man. And he's got to go, you know, put the presents
together. All right, like, do the presents on the 25th, and then the rest would take him a whole year to make all those toys and everything. So, yeah.
Yes, so.
Now, on the other hand, I wanted to talk real quick about another thing, another aspect of Christmas. And I posted a link on my timeline. This evening is the beginning. You guys need to look up in the sky, watch for the Christmas stars. Jupiter and Saturn come closer than they have in centuries. It's been over 800 years since we've been able to see the Christmas star. And it's going to be out starting this evening. Yes. The two largest planets in our solar system are coming closer together than they have since the Middle Ages. It's happening just in time for Christmas. The nickname of it is the Christmas star. While it's not an actual star, the two planets will certainly make a bright, they'll make a bright light in the sky resembling the Christmas star. On the night of December the 21st, the winter solstice, Jupiter and Saturn will appear so closely aligned. Also, there's going to be, I'm going to turn this off. There's going to be a solar shower, too. So be looking up in the sky, everybody. There's some really cool stuff going on tonight. All right?
Yeah, I would say, I'm going to try to catch it. I do have to get up early. I have a movie. So I will see how that goes. But I will totally try to catch it because that's really cool.
Yes. So, is there anything that you'd like to add?
I'm excited. I know that we start booking again in the middle of January. So, I will start accepting reservations and bookings again for all my sessions. So, everybody keep a lookout because I'll announce that coming back onto our Facebook pages. And you can find me on Instagram at lastimpressions.bynicole. Or you can head to Facebook and you can find it at lastimpressions.bynicole. So,
very good. So,
because we're going to be opening up our books again. We've already got bookings for 2021, guys. So,
yes.
We are starting to fill up. I feel like I'm making up for 2020. So, everybody is starting to come. Okay. And so I am kind of feeling up quite.
So, yes, we're excited to be working with you again. We're going to be working on, we've got a music video coming up. We've got lots of backstage parking garage. We've got Mad Fashion show's going to be over at the Florida Kids Family Expo Center in the fall. And I know that, you know, we've been working with some different people, and one of our, we've got, actually, a little boy that I've been working with, his name is Braden and Isa, and he is our newest USA Lifetime Star reporter. We're very excited to have him join our team. Congratulations to Braden.
I know.
And he's going to be ready. He is ready for you to do his headshots. So we're really
excited. And I'm so excited. I get to kick off 21 working with Braden. That's one of my first clients.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to meet him and work with him, and
I'm excited for it. So hopefully everything will be on the upswing. And our next guest, he hasn't called in yet, but he's going to be calling in soon. I know you know him. He's the Don, and I want to play his song while we had you on the air, because I know that he specifically sent you an album, didn't he? He just released his album. Was it on the 15th?
Oh.
What happened? It was playing along, And then I lost.
It sure was. But I'm so excited to even catch a glimpse of it or a earshot because I do. I have, and he left me a beautiful personal message. So I'm so thankful.
Well, and the reason for all of that too, I know, is because you actually, well, here's another one in this talk. You shot the photo for the cover.
Yes, I did. And I also have several excited. So that's exciting. And it was so much fun. We had so much fun. And I don't want to come up with that.
So we kind of got a lot of history and feel to it. Let's put some in real quick. Wow. How cool is that?
That's cool.
That is cool.
I had a great time.
Hang on. Don't go anywhere because guess what? We got him on the line here. Let me just click over and you can all say hello. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
Oh, me. I'm doing wonderful. CD
I know. Did you hear your tune? We were just playing it.
Yeah, I heard you. You're playing it on the radio. That's great. That's awesome. So was that just the first song? I'm just coming online now. So is that the first song you played, or is that like, have you played
it
before?
We played a portion of another song, and then we clicked over to that. We played like halfway through that one just to give everybody an idea of what you've been doing. And we got another guest on the line here. Say hello.
Hello.
Where are you, Nikki?
Hello. Hi, Dawn.
Well, hey, how's it going, Nikki? She's so awesome. She did my photos for the CD.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Awesome.
What's that?
I said, I hope everything is doing well.
Oh, everything's great. Yeah, everything's great.
Yeah, she just wanted to hang out. We were just finishing up our segment, Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki, and I just wanted to have her say hello to you real quick because she was the photographer that shot your cover of your album, and congratulations on the release of your new album, Donald.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it just got released on the 15th. You can get it on Amazon.com, and it's also available on iTunes and Apple Music as well as Spotify. You can hear it pretty much on all digital platforms.
How cool is that? Well, listen, let's take that's cool. Let's take a mic real quick to Miss Nikki so we can finish Donald's interview. Thank you, Miss Nikki, for calling in today.
You're welcome. Bye, guys. Bye, Don. Happy holidays, everyone.
You too, honey.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Bye. Thank you very much. And thanks for doing the pictures, too. Thank you for doing the pictures.
Oh, thanks for asking me. It was so much fun, Don. And I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. And she
Thank
loves
you.
Her.
Thank you. Yeah.
She likes the CD she got, too.
Oh, I do. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, I got her an autograph. I sent her an autograph CD. Yes,
yes.
I had to make sure she was covered.
Yay.
You took such good care of me, as always. All right, guys.
All right, Nikki.
Happy holidays.
Have a blessed one.
Love you all.
Take care. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Such a sweetie. I love that girl. Anywho.
Yeah, she's great.
We're back. Yeah. So, Donald, tell us a little bit of how you got started in all of this, would you?
Well, I've been playing guitar. Well, I started playing guitar in my younger years when I was a teenager. And then I played rhythm guitar for a little while. And then I put the guitar down when I went in the Army. And then I picked the guitar back up probably about 3.5-4 years ago now. And I started playing guitar for my church, which I still do. And I started writing my own music last year, early last year. So I just started writing and composing and jotting things down. So a buddy of mine says, hey, why don't you record it? So I said, all right, let's try it. So I ended up going into the recording studio. And the first thing I did was Celtic Star, which is on the album, and it turned out really well. And I kind of just got the bug to keep writing and kept getting new ideas. So I ended up writing a whole album, and then I ended up recording it, and now it's released.
Yeah, and wow, amazing big things happening for you, and congratulations on all of that. Now you're working on distribution and all that as well, right?
Oh yeah, that's why I went with Amazon Music, which is probably one of the largest platforms for music and CDs, and because people still like to buy physical CDs, so Amazon Music would be the place to do that. And, of course, if you live in the Tampa Bay area, I have some. You can get them directly from me as well.
Which song were you saying was first, Celtic Star, Donald?
Celtic Star. That was the first song I've ever wrote and recorded. And I think it's track 5 on the CD.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
Thank you. beautiful, Don.
Well, thank you.
Good stuff, good stuff. Yeah, so how can we find you? Where can we purchase the I know you're saying you're on different platforms and whatnot, and you said you've got some merchandise. How do we buy that stuff?
Well, you're going to go to AmazonMusic.com, which is, you know, available worldwide. So, and once you're on Amazon Music, you're going to type in my name, which is the name of the album, Don. But in between the O's, you want the less than and the greater than sign. So if you actually have a copy of the album, I don't know if you have one at the studio or not, but it's D, and then you're going to put a space. And then a less than sign, then the O, then the greater than sign, and then the N. And then the name of the album is called Trial and Error. So once you type that in, it comes right up to it. And it's, again, you can buy it there or you can get it directly from me.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
Be prepared if you like guitar rock music. I'm sure you've heard some of the music at on the show today, but you are in for some treats in the future, because I'm already started working on album number 2. So if you want to get a hold of me, you're gonna get a hold of me at my email, which is Donald Watrous. It's DonaldWatrous at gmail.com. And I answer all emails, and if you want to purchase a CD from me, it's $15 plus shipping, and I'll even autograph it for you.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today.
Hey, no problem, no problem. Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
And you're welcome anytime, and good luck. You know, we're going to be keeping an eye out and watching for your next album to drop, right?
Yeah, that I've already started working on it. We're going to have another album next year. So right now, enjoy Trial and Error. And there's 10 songs, and one of them you definitely have heard before because it's a cover. Rest of the music is all mine. And if you like guitar rock, like Joe Satriani and those kind of bands and music, then you're definitely going to be in a treat for this one.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Happy holidays, Donald. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, happy holidays to you, Ellen. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Anytime. You take care. God bless.
You too. God bless you. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So that pretty much concludes the show, but I think I'm going to play in one more of his songs. This guy's very talented, and he's been working really hard on, you know, making it all happen and keeping himself together and making it happen. And he's got some really cool merchandise T-shirts and all kinds of really neat stuff. So check it out. His information is in here in his interview. And I'm going to play one more song here. Let's see here. I think this is the one that I tried to play earlier. Let's see if it'll play all the way through. Thank you. That pretty much concludes our show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again week after next. Happy holidays. Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Good night, Ethel.